Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio, homeowners are surveying the damage right now after an apparent tornado ushered in the official start of summer late last night in the southwest burbs. Let's get the latest now live from WBBM's Rob Hart in Woodridge.
Cisco at Woodridge and Jonquil Lane. This is a concert of chainsaws behind me as crews now fan out and start cleaning up the hundreds of trees that were either turned over or ripped in two by this tornado that blew through late last night. Several homes have been completely devastated. The roof.
That's WBBM's Rob Hart. We'll connect with him again later for all the latest. Pretty severe storm damage in Woodridge. Another hard-hit community, Naperville. Authorities are reporting injuries to residents and damage to more than 100 homes.
It was only a matter of moments from the time a warning was issued to when a tornado ripped through two subdivisions along Ranchview Drive in Naperville. Resident Katie Long Piper says she took action the second she got an alert on her phone.
I'm like, run to the basement, run. We got to the basement, and like within 30 seconds, an explosion went off.
Katie says she's lucky her home sustained only moderate damage, but her next-door neighbor's home was completely leveled and the couple had to be rescued from the debris. They're two of five people that were taken to the hospital. Naperville Fire Chief Mark Pucknitis said it's because residents listened to the weather advisory that more people weren't hurt.
They took shelter, they stayed inside, they got to a safe place, and at the end of the day, it turned out to be something that I think a lot of lives were preserved because of that.
In Naperville, Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
At the height of the storm, ComEd says more than 20,000 customers were without power. The latest update shows the figures dropped to a little more than 14,000. SWAT teams were called to a shooting in the Loop over the weekend.
A woman was wounded in a shooting yesterday afternoon in the Loop. Authorities responded to a building in the 100 block of West Adams Street and located a female in the lobby with a gunshot wound to her thigh. She was taken to Northwestern Memorial Hospital and no word yet on her condition. A SWAT team was called to the scene and Adams was closed between Clark and LaSalle for the investigation. Miguel Esparza, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Another possible chapter is unfolding in the future of the Arlington International Racecourse and maybe the Bears. Last week, the team announced it had entered a bid to buy the property. Now the Daily Herald reports the Arlington Heights Village Board will meet tonight to consider zoning changes. The proposal would allow a new sports stadium. The Bears' lease on Soldier Field expires in 2033. Over the weekend, the two U.S. senators from Illinois shared some thoughts on the new Juneteenth federal holiday.
Senator Tammy Duckworth was in town Saturday for the new national holiday, joining in a downtown Juneteenth march, then heading to various events throughout the city. From a block party Saturday night, Duckworth took to social media to recap her day.
Breakfast with some women, black women, business owners, talked about the challenges that they're facing, both during COVID and now as they're trying to recover.
Senator Dick Durbin gave a shout out from the more quiet atmosphere of the Senate floor, echoing the concern of many that there is still much work to be done in terms of racial equality. Durbin railed off in his argument against the filibuster, a post-slavery history mentioning Jim Crow laws and an 1869 Supreme Court decision making separate but equal segregation legal and enforceable for more than 50 years after.
We must also remember that absolute equality promised at that first Juneteenth in 1865 has too often been denied.
Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.